This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1706. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. In this edition, recorded January 29th, Amsterdam Island, Bhutan, Bolivia, Brazil, China, Ecuador, Eritrea, Germany, Greece, Hawaii, India, Japan, Korea North, Myanmar, Newfoundland, Paraguay, Philippines, Russia, Solomon Islands, Spain, Tahiti, Taiwan, Tunisia, UK, USA, Uruguay, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Since World of Radio is a program primarily about shortwave, I can't imagine it not being broadcast on shortwave, which will remain its primary medium. But we've also made our audio files available for many years over the internet on demand via worldofradio.com. And for those who require podcasts, those again are now available. As you may recall, WRN stopped providing any podcasts in December. But now we've received a very kind offer from Harald Gabler, chairman of the Rhein-Main Radio Club in Germany. He says, to this day, World of Radio is one of the few interesting and informative DX programs, and therefore we hope very much you would give us permission to host and possibly rebroadcast your podcasts. And indeed, I have given them permission, and it's already been set up. Go to their website, www.rmrc.de. You'll find a menu on the left, including podcasts of World of Radio, where you may subscribe to RSS. And while you're there, you might explore what else the RMRC has to offer, such as their beautiful QSL calendars issued every year. That's www.rmrc.de. Oh, and by the way, if you've missed some World of Radio programs in the meantime, the podcasts go back to number 1701. Amsterdam Island is the big news this week for ham radio de-expeditioners and for DX listeners around the world. Currently on the air is FT5ZM. First report we got about it was from Steve Lehrer in Michigan, January 26th at 1326 on 28485 USB. And we also heard it about 25 hours later, January 27th at 1448 UT on 14180 USB. The operator I heard always gave the phonetics as Fox Tango 5 Zulu Mexico. For more information, check their website, www.amsterdamdx.org. Amsterdam Island is so remote, it's not even indexed in several of my atlases, but it's in the middle of the Indian Ocean, really in the middle of nowhere. And in fact, it's the exact antipodes from a county in southeast Colorado, Prowers, the nearest town being Lamar. So we are within about 250 miles of being at its antipodes, which ought to enhance reception. There is such a thing as antipodal focusing if propagation cooperates. It wasn't clear exactly how long they would be active, but I think it would be at least until February 9th. The website gives their nominal SSB frequency, subject to some variation, of course, 3790, 7082, 14185, 18130, 21285, 24955, and 28485. They're also operating radio teletype and CW. And the pileups are within 10 kilohertz above or below those nominal frequencies. You'll probably hear the pileups first, giving you a hint that there's a de-expedition nearby. And here's my standard remark whenever there's a hot ham de-expedition going to an exotic island. I'll bet in their narrow focus on ham radio, it never even occurred to them that for negligible additional cost, they could also have activated Amsterdam as a shortwave broadcast country, by letting one of their transceivers function part of the time as a broadcast station, with permission, of course. That is, on a broadcast band, perhaps unattended, all they need to do would be to play a tape loop ID and music. In the DX South Asia group, Alakesh Gupta has some shocking news that the senior engineer with the Bhutan Broadcasting Service is no longer with us. R.I.P. Tinley Dorji, that's T-H-I-N-L-E-Y-D-O-R-J-I. The Indian DX Club International has put up a page dedicated to his memory with lots of photos of the station as well. You may find it via www.idxci.in. Or the exact link, of course, in the new DX Listening Digest number 14-05. Via worldofradio.com, upon which this program is based. This week's Bolivian you may want to try for is Radio Patria Nueva. It's seldom reported in North America. It's on 6025. Claudio Galas in Chile has a couple of logs of it. He's relatively close, of course. January 25th at midnight 7 UT with news in Spanish, with emphasis on what's going on in La Paz and the Highlands. Then there were some notices from the station. They have a newscast called Bolivia Informa with three editions. He had good reception with some interference from Radio Martí on 6030. That and the Cuban jamming, of course, are the main obstacle here in North America. He heard it again the following night, January 26th at 0304 with romantic music, including Andrea Bocelli. At 3:15, a sung ID of the station, and more romantic Latin music. At 3:45, another sung ID. Marcos Cox, also in Chile, reports it the very same occasion, saying it was still going at 0504 UT, and finally went off the air at 0513. Both of them reporting to the Condiche list. Recently, we've noticed that RNB, Radio Nacional Brasilia, or Radio Nacional Amazonia, as it's also known, has been off frequency from 11780, slightly, around 11780.1. But this week it bumped up another 3 kilohertz, varying around 11783.2. I noticed this first, January 25th at 0108. Sometimes their modulation is also defective, but it still sounds okay, and as long as there's nothing on 11780 or 11785, you may not be aware that the station is off frequency. And in fact, most of the time, there is no heterodyne. And it's still off frequency as of January 29th. This also cleared the way for the Sephardic service from Spain, UT Tuesdays at 115 to 145, which insists on being 11780, no longer clashing directly. And more than 3 kilohertz away, it's possible to separate them. Another Brazilian station on 25 meters is also off frequency, but nowhere near as much. Radio Brasil Central, 11815.3, as heard since January 25th at 0110. Another Brazilian, but we don't often hear it, perhaps because of limited hours, is on 11915 Rádio Gaúcha. Notice the pronunciation, it's not Gaúcha. However, you may not hear that ID much anymore because in the Rádio Escutas list, Renato Uliana reports that for several days, this transmitter has been used to relay Rádio Novo Tempo, Porto Alegre, Rio Grande do Sul, which is an FM station, on 99.9. Guess what? This means its programming is now religious, like so many other Brazilian stations which have sold out. Claudio Galas in Chile was listening January 26th at 1940 to 11915. Couldn't really hear it, but at 1955 there was some overmodulated music at signal peaks, and he recognized a hymn, Glory Be to God. Using Victor Gunatelica's SDR in Sri Lanka, Wolfgang Büschel from Germany, on January 26th in the morning, checked out all the frequencies being jammed by noise from China. This includes English programs from VOA and BBC World Service, as well as the Chinese and area languages. It's easy to overlook this kind of jamming compared to Firedrake or CNR1 programming. Not so obvious. You may just think it's noise on the band, but Wolfie has logged numerous frequencies suffering this jamming, and it's wideband, typically as wide as 12 kilohertz. This is in the period 130 to 230 UT, more or less. I'll pick out some of the English language frequencies being jammed, or rather the entire range the noise covers. 9359 to 9371, VOA. 9879 to 9891, also VOA, but also at 06 to 07 UT. 11889 to 11901, VOA. 12089 to 12101, BBC via Singapore. 13719 to 13739, that's 20 kHz wide, BBC via Thailand. 15198 to 15212, VOA English via Philippines. 15304 to 316, BBC via Thailand. 15329 to 15341, BBC via Singapore. And 15749 to 15761, BBC via Thailand. The complete list with all the exact frequencies is in the new DX Listening Digest, as well as in his BCDX Top News. On a more positive note, Ron Howard in California notes that Voice of Jinling via Nanjing, Jiangsu province in China, has changed its schedule on 5860 to a couple of hours earlier than before, which means it's more audible in North America. It had been from 1440 to 1705 UT, but now it's from 1230 variable until 1505, as heard on January 22nd and following days. However, they tend to have a false sign on at 1230. It may not come back on to stay until as late as 1237. More and more broadcast ministries are changing their name, presumably to make them more attractive. Now it's HCJB Global, which is now Reach Beyond. Thanks to Ymir Gaviria for forwarding news from crossmap.christianpost.com that the 82-year-old ministry founded in Quito, Ecuador, is now Reach Beyond. And they've issued a manifesto to that effect. Hans-Jürg Biener sends another article about this. HCJB Global changed its name to Reach Beyond on January 22nd. The first time in its 82-year history, it's no longer named after its inaugural radio station in Quito, Ecuador. Wayne Peterson, president, says it captures the pioneer spirit of Clarence Jones, who was one of the co-founders, spurning naysayers to launch HCJB on Christmas Day, 1931. The new name is much more than a brand change, he says. It's a reflection of our ministry, DNA. It's about doing whatever is necessary to reach those who have never heard the name of Jesus. It was not too many years ago that HCJB expanded to Australia to be known as HCJB Global Australia. So will it now become Reach Beyond Australia? Well, at least not yet, according to their website. And what about the original station in Quito, Ecuador? We can still hear it, although not very well, on 6050. So as soon as I heard this news, I tuned in at 0100 UT January 28th and heard them still ID as HCJB. So it may take a while for all this to filter out to their various sub-organizations, if it is ever accepted by them. Here's another new name for a much more obscure station. DX Remix News Bulgaria reports that the weekly broadcast in Arabic via France, formerly known as Voice of the Forum of Eritreans, is now known as Radio Medrek, M-E-D-R-E-K, as well as Radio Forum. At least he thinks that's the same station. 18 to 19 UT on 11720 since January 25th. This is one of the stations brokered, or I should say, clandestine services brokered by what is now called Alex and Yeye, which was formerly known as Broadcast Belgium, and before that was known as TDP. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1706. Your contributions, always welcome to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. We have an additional time on WRMI, thanks to Jeff White. It's Wednesdays at 1400 UT on 9955. That's just after they switch from the south-southeast to the northwest antenna, making for excellent reception across North America. However, as a result of the scheduling, it can't be an early airing of a new edition, but a late airing of the previous edition. Kai Ludwig in Germany says the next radio services Deutsche Welle will cancel are French, Portuguese, and Urdu. Also going away will be Albanian and Croatian, which for years were merely undocumented satellite feeds to affiliates in Albania and or Kosovo and Croatia. English services in general, and also for Africa in particular, will be increased at the expense of German, as it's the strategy of DW already for years, resulting in the complete termination of the German radio service 3 years ago. He says, be aware that this does not say that radio services, especially shortwave in English, as well as Hausa, Swahili, Amharic, and Darien Pashto, what's left for the A14 season, have much of a future. Linear radio is just a side aspect for DW anymore, with the exception of the distribution costs. Last week I hesitated to read out the full transmission schedule from Greece, but it appeared to be definitive. But now we have word that they are still not necessarily adhering to it. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says on January 24th at 06:30 they were on 7450 instead of 7475. Well, at least we know the seven frequencies where they ever appear, whatever the times may be, the other ones being 9420, 9935, 11645, 15630, and 15650. But now there's another problem. Some of these transmitters, in fact, all three, may be overmodulated, says Wolfgang Büschel when he was checking them on January 25th, and I also noted it on 7475, January 29th at 0620. Too bad for all the great music they play. Our report last week about a new Hawaiian station on 740 kHz draws this response from Benjamin Akchian. Unfortunately for us DX types on Maui, I suppose this station will block 738 kHz from Tahiti. Well, not only block, but there's bound to be a 2 kHz heterodyne, probably in many of the islands. Tahiti and Hawaii are not that far apart. In fact, they're in the same time zone. It's a shame the new Hawaiian could not find some other frequency. Jules Letourneau in Montreal heard news in English at 1530 UT on 11740, where nothing is listed, but it was about India, so he assumes it's all India radio. Joe's Jacob in India says, yes, it's via the Bengaluru site, but it's an irregular transmission. English news at 1530 to 1545 on 11740. I believe this is a major time for English news on their domestic service, carried on many other frequencies. The Goa site also uses 11740 for some other broadcasts, but Wolfgang Büschel agrees it must not be Goa, since he measured this one exactly on 11740, January 29th, earlier, at 1350. That would be during the Dari service. Rick Barton forwards news from NHK that the new president of the organization, Katsuto Momi, says he will maintain an impartial political stance while working hard to step up international broadcasting. But don't get your hopes up in today's mindset. That doesn't necessarily refer to shortwave, which Radio Japan has been cutting back and cutting back even more from one season to the next. This apparently was a bit before he made some other comments which made much greater news regarding wartime sex slavery by the Japanese military against occupied countries such as Korea. A sore point by Japan about North Korea is kidnapping some of their citizens. One of the stations devoted to that subject is Seabreeze or Shiokaze, which changes frequencies every so often on the 49-meter band, apparently to avoid jamming. They were on 5985 for less than 2 weeks, when on January 28th I found them back on 5910, the frequency they were on before. That's the 1330 to 1430 broadcast, including usually English on Fridays. Ron Howard in California says, ever since Myanmar signed an agreement with ABC to share programming, I've been on the lookout for an ABC English program on 9730. Finally found it January 29th, probably weekly on Wednesdays, from 1105 to 1118. This was lesson four, checking in. That is, some English lessons. And they mentioned ABC Radio Australia until sign-off at 1130. Philip Hiscock in St. John's reports that a Newfoundland radio station, CJYQ 930, is off the air because of a fire at its transmitter site on January 28th. It's jointly owned with VOCM 590, but that station is still on the air. It seems there's a new medium wave station in Paraguay on 760, but yet to be identified. First reported to the Radio Escudas group by Julio Cesar Anzoátegui in Misiones, Argentina, January 14th. He says they were playing Paraguayan music, but apparently no ID was heard. Now it's also been reported by Arnaldo Slain in Argentina, heard in Buenos Aires province with very good reception from before 2340 UT until well after 0200. Again, playing folk music from Paraguay by the sound of it, but no ID heard. Sometimes they're usually dominating the Argentine station LU6 on the same frequency. They do say, muy pronto con vos, las 760, saying they are testing. We'll be with you shortly. January 24th at 2310 UT, the strongest station on the 19-meter band was on 15355. It's in Tagalog, and yes, that's Radio Veritas Asia, as scheduled for half an hour, 250 kilowatts non-directional from the Palawig site, which also carries Radio Free Chosen. This is also reported by Rick Barton in Arizona the following day at 2315 UT. He says it was absolutely armchair reception. In case you're not familiar with that expression, it means it can be heard without any effort. Last week I referred to the Mayak wired radio service radiating on 78 and 120 kilohertz in Russia as being on VLF. Well, to be precise, it's LF, as the VLF band is below 30 kilohertz, although these frequencies are below the regular long-wave broadcasting band. I was very pleased to hear Solomon Islands, more than just a carrier, on 9545, January 24th at 0637, with some island music and announcements, probably in Pidgin. The music went past 0700, there was no pause or time signal, and it was starting to fade out after that time. The 10 kilowatt transmitter in Brandon, Australia was not much better on 9660. Nick Hotchko in New South Wales reports Sound of Hope on a strange new frequency, 18092, in the middle of the amateur so-called 17-meter band. This was January 23rd at 0803 UT, parallel to 18180, which is outside the ham band. Ron Howard in California heard it too, January 26th at 0206 on 18092.18, and agrees it's Sound of Hope, in this case, rather than CNR1 jamming, as he heard them spelling out their website with letters in English. And again, it was parallel to 18180, which became jammed by CNR1 starting at 0215. He says, as with most Sound of Hope programs, it consisted almost entirely of subdued talking, unlike the varied and upbeat CNR1 programming on the jamming. DX Remix News Bulgaria reports January 27th that from the beginning of the year, there's been no signal from Tunisia. During the only two shortwave broadcasts which had remained, approximately 1 hour at 0502 on 7275 and 0702 on 7335. However, previously they have disappeared for months at a time, only to come back. so we don't know whether this time they're gone for good. Clara Listensprechen and Hans-Jörg Bieners, NPR, from the Broadcasting Board of Governors, January 22nd, headlined, New Interim Management Structure Takes Effect at the BBG. They've established an interim management structure for International Broadcasting Bureau, appointing three senior executives to manage day-to-day operations and paving the way for a future chief executive officer. Andre Mendes will serve as Director of Global Operations, Robert Bull as Director of Global Strategy, and Susie Carroll as Director of Global Communications. You can read the entire thing, of course, in DX Listening Digest. Since there have been several changes, I think I should review the shortwave broadcasting times for World of Radio. It seems every week at least one of those is missed with a transmitter off the air or some problem, so we're grateful for the redundancy of four different U.S. shortwave stations carrying World of Radio, and most of them at more than one time. Here are the weekly broadcasts in time order, starting with the first one. We try to have the program ready for in time. UT Thursday at 0430 on WRMI 9955. Thursday at 1330 on the same. Thursday at 2201 on WTWW 9475. Friday at 0430 or a few minutes earlier on WWRB 3195. UT Sunday, midnight 30 on WRMI 9495, and at the same time on WTWW 5085. UT Sunday 0501 on WTWW 5830. UT Monday 0400 on Area 51 via WBCQ 5110. Tuesday at 1200 on WRMI 9955. And the new time Wednesday at 1400 on the same. Furthermore, via Hamburger Lokalradio in Germany, 7265 compatible USB, we're heard four times a week, Saturdays and Wednesdays at 0730 and 1530. In addition, there are numerous webcast-only stations. You can find the entire schedule via our website, worldofradio.com. Horacio Negro in Uruguay reports, shortwave is back on the air in that country, as a low-power transmitter has been reactivated, 250 watts on 6125. It used to be known as SODRE, but now it's Radiodifusión Nacional del Uruguay, or RNU, relaying medium wave 1050, which is CX26. It appears to be on the air 24 hours, at least for test purposes. Unfortunately, there's another Spanish-speaking station with 1,000 times the power on the same frequency, namely Spain 6125, starting at 23 UT, or with English at 22 UT on weekends. Those close by, at least, are able to hear the Uruguayan before 2100, such as Arnaldo Slain in Argentina. If it's really on the air all night, there may be a clear frequency as far as North America before sunrise in Montevideo around 0855. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices no higher than 8 and 3, but mostly 5 and 2 through February 22nd. And notice this, solar flux rising rapidly from 180 January 30th to 205 February 1st through 3rd, and then falling off to 125 by February 13th to 15th. And so concludes World of Radio 1706. Glenn Hauser here, inviting you to hear me again next week.